The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Welcome to the new month, and this month offers lots of possibilities, golden opportunities, and yes, challenges. But we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, right? Me and the team of Freedom Fellowship Charts have been praying every night except Sundays and Wednesdays because of our evening services. If you would like to join us, we are live streaming all of our services. 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 p.m. both Sunday evening and Wednesday night. You can go to sogmi.org. And you can even watch previous services. And do us a favor, subscribe and like us on YouTube and share the message to others. Thank you very much. In our prayer meeting, we just entered, I think, our 50th day. I have been praying and the family have been praying, but not corporately. So there's a lot of things that God is doing with the team, our hearts, our minds. It gives us deeper understanding on the ways of God. God is opening our eyes. And many, if not all of us, are falling in love with Jesus all over again. And a lot of times, as if for the first time. We are also praying for all of you. And my dear brothers and sisters, you need to do this also, and you will be able to tell a difference. First, in yourself and your focus, you'll become more sensitive to the voice of God, and you will see, and you are confident, knowing that you are part of the bigger group in the body of Christ that are being used by God mightily in our present days. God is winning, and the will of God will manifest in our lives as well as in this country and to the rest of the world. And I'm going to share with you what we do. First of all, we do not take prayer requests, even from the group. We stopped praying in reaction to what is being reported in the media or what we see. We do not pray out of fear or anger or desperation. And we do not pray based in our own understanding. We pray in the Spirit. We allow the Holy Spirit to use our mouths to pray the perfect prayer needed for ourselves, for God's people, for our country. We do this for 30 to 45 minutes nonstop, sometimes an hour. And if I hear from the Holy Spirit on issues that he needs us to release, to declare, to prophesy, or we need to pray in agreement, then I take the podium and release those prayers. In that way, we release prophetic prayers and declarations in accordance to the perfect will of God. We are learning and continue to learn to set aside our own agenda, and we make ourselves available to our Lord Jesus as far as our priorities are concerned. He is our priority. We are on call. We are finding that we are getting closer to God. We sense his presence. And through our prayers and declarations inspired by the Holy Spirit, we don't react to news, but we make news or change it. The Holy Spirit has been pouring out and establishing his presence in our midst, and everybody is excited. I always hear the group saying, I cannot wait. And I said, this is all I think about is our prayer meetings. I never seen such a group of people that are excited to come and pray with no agenda. And each and every one are being instructed, they're being disciplined, and they are obedient and yielded to what the Lord wants us to do. We are truly one. So we follow the instruction to the letter, and we continue to express in confidence that we trust God, and we know the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth and tell us of things to come. And sometimes we go on spontaneous worship, sometimes dancing, and a lot of times on bended knees with hands lifted up and pray in the Spirit. I've seen the group maturing fast, and there are such freedom and such peace, even in the midst of a storm. God is good. This is where you and I should be, and we need to take action and follow God. The prayer I released through this broadcast 2 weeks ago was a result of instruction I received from the Lord. And I know the Lord healed many of you, and I am grateful that the Lord is using this radio to continue to reach out and love on His people. So I encourage you to do the same. If you are one of those believers who don't believe in tongues, this is one thing you must do. Why don't you go out in prayer alone and ask the Lord Jesus if this praying in tongues or praying in the Spirit is from Him? And then tell Him that if it's from Him, you want to receive everything, including praying in tongues, that the Lord has for you. And ask the Lord to make you ready. And I guarantee you, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and give you your prayer language or praying in tongues. Because you do not have to believe me. Ask Him. Why do I know? I was one of those who did not believe in speaking and praying in tongues after I got born again. My husband Mike, who used to be my neighbor at that time and was mentoring me, actually, he told me that I don't need any man to teach me, but the Holy Spirit is my teacher, and I can pray and ask the Holy Spirit to teach me. So in my quiet time in my home, I was actually in the bathroom, I asked the Lord if that tongue thing, that weird voice coming from Pentecostals, is from Him. And if it's from Him, I may not understand it, I may feel uncomfortable about it, I still asked Him, if it's from You, then it's going to be good and I want it. Immediately, the Holy Spirit came upon me and I started speaking in tongues. And nobody prayed for me. This is what you need to do so that you'll know and you'll know and you'll know it is from God. He gave it to me direct. And do you know that your prayer language is the most important gift for you? The other gifts are for the body of Christ. But the praying in tongues and praying the Spirit, you edify yourself, makes you stronger. And something happens in your physical body even when you lay hands on yourself and pray in the Spirit. This is how awesome and powerful it is. When you don't know how to pray, and some of the things that you don't know that you need, or you don't know that you have to pray for them, it is the Holy Spirit who gives you the utterance so that God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, will answer those prayers. It bypasses your mind. That's how powerful it is. Don't take it for granted. I will not be able to minister to many people or give a word of knowledge or prophesy or knowing how to pray for the sick without this gift. because I learned early on in my spiritual walk that the secret for strengthening myself and my resolve is praying in the Spirit. And I am kind of different in a way when it comes to preparation to minister, to prophesy, or to lay hands on the sick from many others. People are shocked when I say, I pray more. I spend more time in prayer more than in studying the scripture or the Bible. You are shocked? I know, but hear me out. When I pray in the Spirit to prepare for service, conference, training, or even this radio broadcast, I will pray in understanding. I pray in the Spirit more. And the Holy Spirit always gives me the topic or issues to teach or address. And then He'll remind me of the scriptures that I read. Then I go to the Bible and look up those scriptures. It is a shortcut for me. And you know what I learned, or my secret? I have a personal relationship with God. I know Him, not just know about Him. I discovered I can ask Him personally about the things I don't understand in the scripture. And as long as I find time to be quiet and hear Him, He always answers. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, we can quote scriptures left and right. And you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, if you notice, He quoted the scriptures to Satan and to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which were opposing Him in His time. We can memorize the Bible. We can be proud of it. But if there is no power or anointing, nothing. There has to be supernatural results all the time. But personally knowing God, His will, His heart, His voice, His many attributes, that is power. That is a blessing. Not only you'll be blessed, but you'll be a blessing to many. Holy Spirit always revealed Jesus Christ, the will of God, the plan of God, and He always teaches His ways of doing things. Then you and I can quote, thus saith the Lord, instead of thus saith me, or with my own understanding. And at the same time, I do not read commentaries. I only ask the Holy Spirit. And when I read Christian books, I read the lives of great men and women of God that I admire, who operated in power. I want to read about their lives, how they came to be where they're at, their faithfulness, their mistakes, so that I can learn from them. But I do not read many teaching books. I read few, but I focus on the Bible. And I just kind of like Habakkuk in Habakkuk chapter 2. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, it says, I will climb up to my watchtower and stand up at my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord says and how He will answer my complaint. I'm reading from New Living Translation. And the Lord responded to him, write the vision, make it plain, so that a herald can run with it. And in New Living Translation it says, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. Verse 3, the vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. I want you to remember that. It will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. And says, look at the proud. Verse 4, they trust in themselves and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. That's what we need to do. Things that was released concerning your life, you have to follow those instructions to the letter. You have to continue to ask the Holy Spirit, what are the instructions? Things got delayed in personal prophecies because God is waiting for you to receive it by faith. And you know what faith is, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So here are our personal instruction when we pray. And you can do it wherever you're at, even alone. Do not repeat bad news. Do not focus on them. Do not watch or listen to bad news. Listen to the good news of the gospel by the Holy Spirit or by the Word of God. Focus on His promises to you, to the body of Christ, and even to this country. A lot of times, especially when it affects the entire nation, we call things delay or delays when things are not manifesting based on our own understanding. But God calls them perfect timing. You see, God is relying on us to apply His ways of doing things here on earth and to preach about the kingdom of our God. We don't prophesy in anger. We don't lay hands on people who offended us. You cannot minister to them, not unless you love them. Get excited on the things of God. Do not pray out of fear. These are all thus saith the Lord, okay? Follow your instruction to the letter. Do not give in to doubt and fear. God presently continues to expose the deceit, the lies, the corruption, the wickedness, the evil plot of the devil and the wicked people. Things are getting exposed because of the anointing of God, God's manifested presence in our midst, and because of the prayers of the saints, and because we are following His instruction. And at the same time, because we voted for righteousness. In last election, you and I took a stand and voted for righteousness. God never forgets that. God will listen to us first. But God also had me prophesy in December 31st, 2018, to start manifesting in the year 2019 and beyond, is God is going to uproot the evil or corrupt roots that is in Washington, D.C., that all the nations of the world, including some ministries in the body of Christ, are feeding off this evil root. And why is God taking it long? Because He is wanting for the evil things or corruptions or sin in the body of Christ, He wants us to repent first and make the necessary corrections so that we will not be judged with the rest of the world. It is the mercy of God, and it's for you. And second, probably, I will not be able to finish this. God is waiting for us leaders and ministers to increase in number who will not buckle up under pressure, who will obey God, and who will put Him first. I am seeing a company of prophets who are taking a stand and who continue to release the thus saith the Lord, even though they're being attacked, they're being accused, they're being blamed, but they refuse to deviate from what the Spirit of the Lord had them release. They are calling things as though they were united and strong and increasing in number. Something is up, my dear brothers and sisters, and it's going to be awesome, okay? Focus on Him, that He is a good God. I am one of those in the prophetic that took a stand and continue to take a stand of what I see in the Spirit and what I heard from the Holy Spirit. Example is, the Lord sent me and Joshua and Mike and Erica went with us to go to Washington, D.C. to release a judgment rendered by the church, which is you and I, in fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah 1:26. I will restore thy judges as in the days of old. It was not my idea. I was commanded by the Lord to release this verdict concerning this country. And if you wanted to hear it, it is in our website. It's sogmi.org. And in this verdict, the decree of the Lord, inspired by the Holy Spirit gave me this verdict to release, okay? The Lord has decreed a judgment in favor of the American people, in favor of the ecclesia, the church here in the United States of America. So it is a good news. The verdict, whatever was released in accordance to the word of God and the will of God towards this country by the ecclesia or by the true prophets, the verdict and the judgment from heaven, which supersedes even the Supreme Court, even our legislators and the White House, came from heaven, and it will supersede all of them, and it will come to pass. It will be applied. It will be imposed by the heavenly host and by God himself. And one of the decrees is the Lord have decreed that the United States of America, the duly elected president of United States of America, is Donald Trump, and the vice president is Mike Pence. This was released in December 10, 2020, in front of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. You can watch it if you like. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I pray for Biden and Harris, for them to get saved, for them to make things right. I know whom we voted for, and that is the verdict that God received. I pray for our elected officials, even though I know the duly elected president and who deserve that title is Donald Trump. Why it's not happening? You know, first of all, we need to get out of the way and stop whining and complaining and stop pointing fingers at others, and for those prophets not to take credit. Don't promote yourself. Because this is one thing for sure, God will not share his glory. And when these conditions are met, we will see many supernatural, major transformations, manifestations, miracles in this country and to the church that's never been recorded in the history of the church. We, the body of Christ, voted for righteousness, and that's where we stand. God will not share his glory, and we cannot give him a deadline. And what was released is released. It's recorded in both heaven and on earth. Remember what Jesus said, what you lose here on earth is loosed in heaven, and what you bind here on earth is bound in heaven. And keep in mind, when Saul disobeyed God, King Saul, when he defied the instructions, he got replaced. Prophet Samuel told him that his kingdom will not endure. And God had the prophet Samuel anoint David to be his successor. And you know, it's in the scripture. When Samuel anointed David, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. As far as in God's book, David was the king of Israel at that time, the day that he was anointed by the prophet Samuel. It took David years before his ascent to the throne. But those years were preparation for him to govern righteously and for his heart to be right. I want you to digest on that and ask God, why are all these delays and what you and I can do in order to manifest God's will on the earth? He's looking at us. We're not waiting on him. He's waiting on us to follow the instruction. And I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.